Subway Series shifting to Citi Field on Wednesday as we pick it up top four, game tied at one. Aaron Judge doing Aaron Judge things.
1-0 pitch is hit high in the air, deep to left. Cespedes doesn't move. It is well beyond him. It goes all the way to the upper deck. I've never seen that before. Aaron Judge comes around third. We'll touch home right now, and all we can do is wait for the tail of the tape. It is 2-1 Yankees on a gargantuan blast from a gargantuan man.
Here's the 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball, well hit to left. This one is on the way, and it is gone. A home run. Rene Rivera hits it over the old Great Wall of Flushing into the lower left field stands for Rivera, his 8th home run of the year, and the Mets have tied the game. It's 2-2 here in the 5th inning.
And for Seawall, the slider, of course, is the out pitch. Let's see if that's what he decides to do. Here he comes. Taken inside with a fastball, ball 4, and up comes Aaron Judge. On 2-1 to Gregorius, here it comes. Swinging, it's punched to right field, heading for the corner. It is fair. One run scores, two runs score. And that'll be it. It's a double, a throw to the plate, chasing the runner back to third, Hicks. But a double from Gregorius as he got around on a fastball. It is now 5-3 Yankees here at Citi Field.
Robertson sets at the letters. Here's the pitch. Curveball in there. Strike 3 called, and the ball game is over.
Yankees earned their third straight win over the Mets by a 5-3 score. Even though Aaron Judge did hit one to Mars, he also struck out for a 33rd consecutive game. That passes Adam Dunn for the longest single-season streak amongst position players in baseball history. After Wednesday's 5-3 loss at Citi Field, the Mets are now in danger of being swept in the four-game Subway Series on Thursday. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins.
I have not talked to any of the trainers. They took him to the hospital, the doctors, tonight before the game started.
We saw what happened with Reyes during BP. Did something happen with Flores during BP?
Steve, so far the reports are that they both felt it last night. Really didn't say anything until today. Both of them aggravated it. Flores did it, doing some other stuff. He got to the ballpark, got his treatment, told me he was pretty stiff. And obviously, as you guys all are certainly well aware, that's a real scary part of, you know, having an injury. So he went in the cage to hit and couldn't swing. And then Jose, during batting practice, came up to me and said, I don't think I can go. My ribs are sore. I asked him when he did it, and he said he did it on the at-bat against Chapman. And he tried to take BP today and couldn't.
When you guys decided that Darnell had to play third base, did you immediately think we're going to move him around, try and hide him as much as possible, or did that come about a little later?
No, we talked about it when we were trying to look at our options. Who was going to go to third, and kind of came that it was going to be him. I just said, we'll just, you know, pick our spots, and obviously in certain double play situations, we'll have to let Cabby stay at second, even though it might be a right-hand hitter. And we just told Travis, in the case of a double play ball, just make sure you get an out. So he was okay.
What'd you think of Gesellman tonight?
I thought he was fine. I think he ran out of gas. But, you know, he talked more about running the bases than he did. You know, he got on the base twice and talked more about running the bases than anything. But I thought he was fine. His changeup was outstanding. Ball had good sink, as you guys saw. You know, you just can't give runs away. And we gave one to him in the second. And, you know, they're too good. That's too good a lineup. And you know, their bullpen's just too good. You just can't let them have runs.
Roger.
Terry, the defensive things that you did with Darnell and Cabrera, have you ever done that before as a manager or seen it done?
Yeah, Roger, I did it myself.
This is a thing that you've done many times?
No, I hadn't done it in the big leagues ever, but, you know, when you were in the minor leagues for as long as I was, I actually had to do that one day. We had a catcher, and we were short players, and right-handers, I went to third, and then the other time I went to second. And so I told him before the game, look, I've seen this done before. And not that it's always going to work, but was the only option we had. Certainly, and Cabby made a couple of real good plays at third base, but that fortunately worked out for us. But that was all we had to work with today. And so, but we had chances. Again, we pitched, played well. You know, I thought we got out of that one inning. I thought there was a, you know, with the, and again, you look back, three base on balls hurt us. And, you know, that's what's, as Sandy said before the game, that's one of the things that's really, really killed us this year, base on balls.
Christy?
Terry, are you going to have another infielder up here tomorrow?
I believe so, yeah. If not two.
Zach?
Terry, when you did that in the minors, do you remember where or what, like what level that was?
Triple A.
And yeah. Do you remember where?
Salt Lake City, 1976. it wasn't fun.
Terry, what did you think of the 3-2 pitch to Hicks? The cameras looked like and it looked like
a strike. I thought it was a strike, and I thought he, you know, it, again, put us in a tough situation. But I thought it was strike three, and brought Gregorius up. You know, you get him out. Judge pops up, we're out of the inning. And we don't have to go through Didi. So, you know, anytime you got a chance to get out of an inning, Zach, you know, and you let a good team at this level have extra outs, you know, you're gonna have a tough time stopping them. I say the same thing in the inning. We walked a guy, and you know, we walked Headley, and ball got by Renee and got him in second base. And next thing you know, he's at third base with. You know, where sacrifice flies, scores a run without a hit, and you know, those are two situations. We take those two runs away, we're still out there playing.
Robert Gsellman threw 87 pitches on Wednesday, but it was one of those 87 which had the baseball world buzzing. A shot that landed in the third deck of Citi Field off the bat of Aaron Judge. Gsellman spoke to the media after the Mets fell to the Yankees 5-3.
I thought it was a solid out. I thought I kept the ball down. My shape was moving well and was making pitches. You know, made a few mistakes that cost a couple runs, but it's part of the game.
Feel like your changeup was about as good as it's been this year?
Yeah, that's what I was worked on down in Binghamton with the pitch coach down there, Abby. It's coming along well. Threw well tonight.
When you give up a home run like that to Judge, is it ever difficult to you know, just stay within yourself and realize that it's just one run. I mean, you bounce back pretty nicely after that, but a home run like that, does it take a second to breathe and get back after it?
Yeah, home runs like that, you just have to watch them. And after that, definitely got locked in and made some good pitches.
Terry was talking about how, for you, being on the base paths was something you were discussing a lot. Was that good to get back out there and you know, test out that hamstring?
Yeah, it was good to be out there again. You know, it's been a while since I've been on the bases. I didn't really get any ABs down in AA, but it felt good to be out there.
Before the game, Sandy had indicated he wasn't too pleased with the comment you made last night about not really caring what he thought about it. Did he speak to you about that at all?
Yesterday, I didn't know that the article came out and what he said. I didn't read it until I saw it all today. So I went out to apologize for it. You know, I definitely do need to pitch better. You know, I really care. It's a job. It's my job. So I definitely care. And I apologize to Sandy for saying that. And we talked it out.
Okay. You think he was satisfied with your apology? Did he seem like you guys are on the same page?
Or? Yeah, we talked it out. We're fine.
The Mets look to salvage the finale of the four-game Subway Series on Thursday behind Steven Matz. He'll be opposed by Luis Severino.